It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm a little tired this morning.
Yeah? A little late night there?
A little bit of a late night, yeah. Kendall Warren's in with us this morning as we get started. He'd like to tell us a little bit today about WNS Appliance. How's Kendall this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got a used portable electronic air cleaner near new. Got 3 used electric ranges. Got a used washer-dryer set. Also a used front-load washer near new. 2 stack-type washer-dryer combinations. One of them less than a year old. Got in a drop-in electric range in good condition. A couple of used range hoods, both in excellent condition. Used large-capacity side-by-side refrigerator. 1 used gas range. 3 used built-in dishwashers. Used microwave hood combination. Got 2 used built-in cooktops, 1 gas and 1 electric, both in good condition. 2 used 2-door refrigerators with top freezer, and also a matched front-load washer dryer in good working condition. Lots of new dishwashers, built-in and convertible portable, Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and LG. Do have some closeouts on some models, and of course, we do deliver them, and of course, install them, and yes, we service them later. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we deliver and install, haul the old heater away. Got some new refrigerators. Got over 70 units in stock by Whirlpool, Maytag, and LG, and some excellent buys and top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Jim?
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. I'm a little confused this morning.
Why is that?
I was going to say, come on, play along here, will you? Play along. I'm a little confused this morning.
For why?
Hey, there we go. Jump right in. Take your cue when you're supposed to, will you? Good grief. Hit your mark. No, I was just looking at the forecast. Look at the forecast. Okay. I have no idea what's going on today. I mean, I keep hearing people saying, oh, look out, it's going to be hot out today. It's going to be upper 90s, and it's going to be oppressively humid, and you should look out for the, hydrate yourself, stay in the shade, do all these kinds of things. And then in the next breath, it's all this talk about rain today. and you look at the radar, and the radar's got green and yellows all over it. Little bit of red here and there. I mean, it just looks like it's just going to rain all over the place. And I'm thinking, well, how can you have both? Are they just trying to prepare us for either side of the spectrum?
That's their job.
It's a CYA morning, huh? Okay. That's what they're doing, huh? I gotcha. So if they're only right 50% of the time, if you just go both ends, then you're right 100% of the time.
That's true. They got it all covered.
It could be really hot today, and it could also rain. So be prepared for everything. If I hear a weather forecaster today saying, oh, by the way, there is a chance of snow, then we know there's some sort of a conspiracy going on. Somebody's just trying to save their job at that point. Oh, there is a chance of some rain, though. You look around at the radar, it seems like we're kind of surrounded by places that are getting some rain in different areas this morning. But it's going to be a little spotty, so it's just going to be a matter of where you happen to be. But aside from all the joking, it is going to be warm and humid outside. And, of course, we're not attuned to the hot, humid conditions that we live in anymore because we live in so much air conditioning. But it's just kind of the way things go. So if you're someone who has to spend a lot of time outdoors today, then make sure you take all the proper precautions because that humidity level is going to be up pretty high today, too. And you know what happens when it's humid. It's hard for the body to cool. It just kind of stays that way. So be prepared for those things. You know, some other things that you could do, too, around the house. You know, we talk about how much time we spend indoors and in the air conditioning, trying to stay out of some of the heat and the cold in the wintertime, too. But focusing on the summer conditions right now, the Iowa Utilities Board had some notes in here about reducing the energy bills. You know, you can run up a pretty good energy bill during the summer months. We often think of all the money that we spend heating our homes in the winter as being, you know, much bigger expense sometimes than it is in the summer. But actually, they say that it's quite common for Iowans to spend as much as half of their home energy budget just trying to keep cool during the temperature extremes in a typical Iowa summer. That humidity is not the easiest thing on some of those appliances and things either, like air conditioning units and what have you. They all have to work a little bit harder. So, you know, there are some things that folks can do, simple ways that you can kind of lower your summer energy costs without having to sacrifice a lot of comfort or safety and things like that. And there are some pretty easy and inexpensive steps that you can do to help reduce your summer energy usage. You know, in some cases, this will cost you a little money up front, but as you understand, it will save you in the long run, too. But some things that you can do would be to block out some of the direct sunlight. You can close the shades and the draperies, maybe use some sunscreens over windows or patio areas during the day. But if you just block that sun out and keep it from coming in and warming up the inside areas, that'll help you a lot. I know the cats love to sit in the sunshine, but they're the only ones at this point in time. So give it a chance to kind of cool off a little bit, especially when you're gone during the day. You know, for the most part, folks are off working during the day. There's really no sense in heating up your home a little bit and then having to cool it down later on again when you do get home or when the sun goes down. So maybe block out that sunlight during the day while you're gone and help keep it a little bit cooler. Also, take a look at your air conditioning, whether it's a central or a window unit, and make sure that it gets serviced on a regular basis. Make sure you clean or repair the filters on a fairly regular basis as well. You want to keep the air registers clean and keep it clear of furniture or other obstructions, things like that. Also, make sure you keep those outside air conditioning coils clean as well. Biggest problems you usually see, and I know folks that work on those kinds of things, they talk about it all the time. Seems like about, a whole lot. I'm not going to put a percentage on it, but a whole lot of the calls that they get from people saying, it's hot and my air conditioning's not working. When they get there, a lot of times they find out it's simply just a matter of, you know, the outside unit hasn't been serviced in a while. It's maybe got a lot of dust and whatever. Those have filters on them outside, too. Maybe it hasn't been hosed down or cleaned at all, and or perhaps the inside filter in your system hasn't been changed in a while. Who's in charge of changing that? You know, at what point do you write the date down on the filter before you put it in, the last date that you changed it, so you kind of have an idea how long it's been? It's amazing when you don't pay much attention to it, and all of a sudden things don't work, and you go take a look at it and think, oops, I haven't changed that filter in about 5 or 6 months. That would be a good start there, too. So make sure you're doing those kinds of things. Also, use a fan to create an increase air circulation in your home, too. But only use those fans when a room is actually occupied. You're kind of wasting your time if there's nobody there. But folks put in ceiling fans and things to try to keep the air circulating around, whether it's a box fan on the floor or a window fan or perhaps some sort of ceiling fan as well. If you use those, that'll help to make the room a little bit cooler, too. Also, you can install a programmable thermostat to turn up the temperature a few degrees higher when you're sleeping or you're away from your home. And during breaks from the heat and humidity, you can open up the windows a bit to take advantage of some cooler and less humid outside air, if you can find some of that this time of the year. Also, for long-term efficiency, you can also plant some shade trees on the south and west sides of homes or buildings to try to knock down some of that sunshine as well, some of that radiant heat hitting the side of the building. Wait to use heat-producing appliances like ovens and stoves and dishwashers, clothes dryers, or washers in the late evening or early morning hours when it's actually a little cooler outside. Lowering the overall energy demand during peak use times benefits everyone, too, and helps the utilities avoid additional operating costs there. But it's not just a matter of trying to save from generating some heat in your home, but if you're using those appliances also when the weather is a little bit cooler, they'll run a little bit more efficiently also. And if you're looking for some long-term savings, there are some things that you can do to help you help yourself in the long run, financial incentives, and there are a lot of rebate programs and things out there as well, but there are other energy efficiency options that you can choose from. One would be to add more insulation to your home. You know, when we think insulation right off the top of our head, you kind of think warmth. It's kind of like a blanket for the house, right? But really, adding insulation is going to help you all year long. It's an investment that helps to upgrade and produce cost-effective energy savings throughout the year. So if it's keeping the cold out in the winter, it's also should be keeping the cool in the summer. So it'll help you both times of the year. And also, take a look at your windows. You know, if you're having some issues in your home, it just doesn't seem like we're saving a lot of money right now. It just seems like the energy just blowing right out the windows. Well, maybe that's because it is. Are they old? Are they in any kind of decent shape? Especially if perhaps you live in an older home. Maybe you need to take a look at those things. Are they energy efficient windows? There are a wide variety of low E windows that contain thin transparent window coatings that permit visible light to pass through them, but also help to block the heat transfer. It's not like the old days, Grandma and Grandpa's house, where windows were just a piece of glass that you could look out so you could see the pretty flowers growing out in the yard. Windows are much more energy efficient, and they're really they're made a lot differently these days to help block out some of those harmful rays and keep the heat out, too. Double and triple paned windows are all kinds of things, depending upon what your budget is. And, you know, in some cases, you may need to consider, well, it may not necessarily fit my budget today, But if I spend the money today, and it's going to help me in the long run save some money, well, you know, you have to weigh those things against one another to see if it's really worth doing. So some things that you can do maybe to make it a little bit more comfortable in the place that you live. And remember, in a lot of cases, these things that we talk about now, some of those things are things that will help you all during the seasons, too, in the dead of winter as well as here in the heat of summer. So if you're going to be outside today, make sure you do all the proper precautionary things you should do so you stay comfortable. We're just not inclined to be outdoors as much anymore, are we? We just can't do that, especially as we age. You couldn't have brought me indoors for anything when I was a kid. Now I just can't stop sweating when I get out there. I'm just so used to that AC. So take it easy out there. And if we do have any rain things come up, when we get hot and humid weather like this, that's sometimes when we get all of a sudden some storms and things that may pop up out of nowhere. You know, we're so used to seeing weather systems that just kind of move across an area. Well, it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes they just kind of well up all of a sudden. So if we see some of those things, of course, we'll keep you in touch there too. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell you more this morning about W&S Suppliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Amana, LG, Frigidaire, and Maytag. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Slot drop-in ranges, sliding ranges, built-in ovens, cooktops, and range hoods. Dehumidifiers in stock in several sizes, also room air conditioners. Got freezers chest and upright from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot. Lots of washers and dryers in small, large, and super capacity. Have washers up to 5 cubic foot. Got Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Got several models in stock. If you have limited space, we offer some stack-type units. We offer Speed Queen washers and dryers. They're made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service, 5 years on the washer motor, and 10 years on the washer transmission. Stop and see us and try to do it today. Jim?
All right, thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. You know, it's funny. I guess it's all what you're used to. When we were growing up, we didn't have air conditioning in the house. We just had a box fan. And later on, we really splurged and got a second one.
Woo.
Yeah. All those nights sleeping when, you know, with no air conditioning and no fan in the window, just kind of warm outside, just kind of the way it is, like camping out, I guess. But, that's just kind of the way it was. When we got hot, we just kind of laid down on the floor in front of the box fan for a while. Try getting your kids to do that today.
No,
no chance, huh? Hey, you go out, make it a great day. God bless America.